Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. So enjoy those. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Again, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. General topic tonight has been the maniac, the Looney Tunes nutter who went down and, I mean, anybody that shoots people is crazy, but this guy really is, like, we know how crazy he is. We're actually on his YouTube channel reading this man's writings, which barely qualify as writings. He's able to type words.
Ramblings.
But putting them together in a coherent manner is not really his forte. And on his YouTube profile, he claims he studied grammar.
Well, he wants everybody to be literate, too.
That's what he said, yeah.
Maybe you're just too stupid to understand his work.
That's true. It could be over my head.
Yes.
We've got more of his crazy writings. If we get a chance, we're going to share some of those with you. But more importantly, we want to hear from you. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Of course, the death penalty came up in this discussion. A lot of people have very strong feelings about the death penalty. And, of course, this is one of those cases where there's no chance. I mean, there's like zero chance that this guy didn't do it. People were there. They saw this man.
Yeah, he held it up to that politician's head, pulled the trigger.
It was
shot
on
a
camera
through her brain.
You know, Safeway's got security cameras covering the parking lot. There's video footage of this happening. So it's pretty clear there were multiple witnesses. This guy did it, and that brings to question the death penalty. I mean, is it okay to put another human being to death for taking the life of another human being? Is eye for an eye appropriate? And Mark, you say no.
I say there are a few tears that I shed at night into my pillow over guys that have done the deed and get executed because of it. However, when you have executions and
as a system,
I mean, and that's what it is. Then what you'll find is that you're going to use them.
Yeah.
The guy with the hammer sees nails. That situation, and then if it's okay for the guy who was videotaped doing it, then it's okay for the guy that, five witnesses said did it.
Well, the cops said he did it, so it must be true.
And it turns out at some point or another, it turns out you're executing innocent people.
The cop lied. The witnesses didn't know what they saw or whatever.
200 people have been exonerated from death row since 1971. That says to me we have a flawed system. This whole jury of your peers thing is not by any stretch of the imagination foolproof. And as long as you have a fallible system, you're going to execute innocent people. And the question you have to ask yourself, if you support the death penalty, is how many innocent people are you willing to execute in order to keep it?
800-259-9231 if you'd like to answer that question or just share your thoughts in general on the crazy shooter. As we continue here, what were his motivations? I don't know if we'll ever know. He's still alive, so certainly he'll be able to be asked. The media will be able to come in and ask him questions, likely, at some point. But
it's going to look like one of those interviews with Charles Manson where he goes, bibbidi-dop, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's
just that crazy,
So, yeah, let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Fred is listening to Info FM in Abilene, Texas, listening to KBC. Actually, that's KBCT. Where are you, Fred? Are you in Abilene?
Well, I'm just driving through there. I've never listened to you guys before. I was just kind of listening to the radio tonight and happened to catch you guys. I'm driving in Abilene at this moment.
Well, sorry for the shock, then.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was talking about the death penalty. I found the discussion very interesting tonight, but I am a pro-death penalty guy.
I was, too, at one point.
I think I probably will be my entire life. But, I'd like to ask a question to you or present a question to you.
I'd like to correct myself. It's KFNA out in Abilene. It's our brand-new affiliate. We haven't been able to officially announce them yet. That's why our board operator is confused. He thought you were in Waco. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. No big deal. If this country put a policy in place where we enforced the death penalty for all murders committed Monday through Friday, but we didn't do so on Saturday for murders committed on Saturday and Sunday. You don't think there'd be more murders committed on Saturday and Sunday? It is a deterrent. People like you always say, oh, it's not a deterrent, but there's no statistic or you don't have any proof of that. It's obviously a deterrent. No one wants to be executed or die by lethal injection or firing squad or whatever. There are some people that will go ahead and commit a crime. It is a deterrent.
Well, we'd have to use science to find out whether or not this Monday through Friday plan of yours would work. And I don't know. I mean, if you want to lobby your representatives to get that done, that's fine and dandy. But the evidence shows that the Texas doesn't have, which is the killin' state in the union, doesn't have any lower of a murder rate than any other state. And in fact, I believe it's a little higher than many states that do not have death penalties. Mm-hmm. So I think from that you can extrapolate. Like, I've got science on my side. You've got speculation on yours.
And what science do you have on your side?
You must have just missed what Mark said.
Okay, what I was saying is that there are states. There are states that have lower crime rates that don't use the death penalty than Texas that does. Like, that is a fair comparison, wouldn't you say?
So why wouldn't a person would go to a different state?
I would say I live in Texas. I lived here my whole life. And I would say your numbers are skewed because we're probably the most populous state in the union, and
not quite.
Obviously, we're going to have more murders in Texas than we would in a place like Vermont.
This is by populace that I'm talking about. Would you like me to pull out the numbers for you? I mean, I can get them up.
That'd be fun, and I can tell you another big factor.
Will you change your mind? Hold on. Will you change your mind about the death penalty if I prove to you that states that don't have the death penalty, that many of them that per capita have fewer murders than Texas does?
No, I wouldn't.
Right, so why should I bother? Why would I go through the trouble of doing that?
Well, I think a big factor in your numbers there that you're citing that is so-called science is the fact that Texas is a border state, and we have a lot of violence coming into this state from south of the border that's drug-related that other states like Vermont or Connecticut do not have.
Well, you don't think the drug dealers know there's a death penalty in Texas?
Yeah, California is a border state. They don't use the death penalty nearly as often as Texas does. And, I would suspect you have pretty similar numbers.
You would suspect. I
have a problem with this idea that, the Monday through Friday thing would work because there's states where, they do not use the death penalty. So why wouldn't somebody just travel to that state and commit the murder?
Well, most murders are crimes of passion,
true.
And so they tend to happen in the moment.
Which is why there's no deterrent for that.
Probably because if you travel to that state, the person you're wanting to murder isn't there. But,
well, many murders are committed by, why don't people leave Texas and go to Louisiana or Oklahoma? Remember, Texas is the killin' state in the union. Any other state you go to that surrounds Texas, you'll get a more lenient sentence. Why don't they leave Texas, go and commit those crimes, rob convenience stores, liquor stores, whatever they want, and then come back?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But one of your prior callers did cite the doctor. The reason why
is because they are not concerned about the penalty. They're doing their crimes regardless of what the penalty is. That's the reason why they don't go to the states where the penalties are lower.
Because it's either you don't care what happens to you or you don't think you're going to get caught.
Let's say that you are correct just for a second. Let's make an assumption that you guys are correct and I am not. I still believe that there is a justice factor involved.
Eye for an eye, right?
Well, the doctor that a prior caller cited in Connecticut, which that actually did happen earlier in 2010, his wife and daughter were brutally murdered by a man. He said that he was not in favor of the death penalty before this happened, but he believed that it brought peace into his life. And I would say that if you had a family member who was raped and brutally murdered in their own house, you would probably have a little different opinion on
what would Jesus do? I'm curious. Are you a Christian?
I am a Christian.
What would Jesus do? Who would he kill?
It's interesting to note that most religious Jews and Christians, people who go to a religious observance on a regular basis and study the Bible or the Torah, are in favor of the death penalty.
Oh, okay. So because the majority of Christians say it's okay, then it doesn't really matter what Jesus would do in that case?
The Bible has several examples of eye for an eye, like you just stated.
But what would Jesus do? I understand you're telling me the Bible has examples of this. I'm just asking you. I'm not a Christian. I used to be in the past, but I know that a lot of Christians will say, "Well, what would Jesus do?" when they're looking at what they should do in those situations. Because I thought Christians were supposed to emulate Jesus, and didn't Jesus turn the other cheek? Didn't he forgive? Anyway, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I guess it doesn't matter because most Christians are for war and they're for killing and they're for the death penalty. So who cares what Jesus would do, right? We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. It's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move. But here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage. And over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Grab some archives right there off the front page at freetalklive.com and go back all the way till late 2006 as well. It's all free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 free templates, well, included in the cost, templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can Hostgator can help you. They have unlimited bandwidth, unlimited disk space, the free site builder tools we told you about, an easy-to-use control panel, one-click script installs. You can get all that and your first month completely free at hostgator.freetalklive.com. Use that portal, get your first month free, hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can join us on the phones or dial, or you know, visit our website, freetalklive.com. We are here to take your calls about anything, but the main topic tonight has been the crazy man who has murdered a bunch of people out in Arizona at a Safeway shopping center, the grocery store, in the parking lot, and actually has kind of morphed into a conversation about the death penalty and whether or not it's appropriate to use violence to solve problems and all the problems that are inherent with the death penalty, specifically that over 200 people have been let off death row across the country in the last 20 years or 30 years, Mark?
It's more like four decades since 71.
So about 40 years. Those people have been let off after having just sitting there and rotting away for years upon years, going through appeal after appeal, finally, in so many cases, being let out completely, completely exonerated. All 200 actually completely exonerated, right, Mark?
Well, actually, some of those people, like about a dozen of them, I believe, were let go from Illinois through a pardon process. They probably weren't. They weren't released in over the same fashion, but nearly 200 were. I think it's 212, 220 have been released since then, and you know about a dozen of them don't fit the mold that I've been talking about.
So, nonetheless, all kinds of reasons to get rid of the death penalty because the wrong people are being put to death. If they've let 200 people off in the last 40 years, then presumably there are likely hundreds more that have been killed, that were wrongfully killed. In retaliation.
I have such a hard time with this discussion because anything you say to justify it, whether it be, you know, like it's not a deterrent or these people were innocent, it's killing another person. You're killing a human being. Like, how can you accept that? How can you justify that in any way? I can understand defending yourself, but that's like in the moment and that's not murder. But this
right.
is murder. This is calculated murder. And have we not gone past barbaric times where we feel the need to kill people?
No, nope, apparently not, Meg. And I agree with you. I mean, you're right. Mark and I are running through these pragmatic reasons.
Yeah, I can't even play devil's advocate on this one. It's killing a person.
Well, so we're running through all these pragmatic reasons, and maybe those are being persuasive to people, but I also agree with you at the very base level. This is using violence to solve a problem, using violence to somehow satiate your desire to see something bad happen to somebody who you believe has done something bad, and it just... In my opinion, I think using violence is a cycle. I think you can see it in so many different areas where one side uses violence against the other, uses violence back, and so forth. And it's just kind of been like the history, you know, part of the history of the world, just continued violence to solve problems. Some parents use violence at home with their kids, and that's a problem. I mean, we find that violence just usually creates more violence down the line. And it's a shame that people can't let go of that. But then again, we are talking to a population of people that supports things like war, aggressive. Of war around the world, which again is all kinds of violence being used against people in many cases who have nothing to do with being violent originally. They're just being targeted because they live in the same neighborhood or they have the same skin color or something like that. It's crazy.
So when you take out the people who have been pardoned for whatever reason and you're just talking about people who have been acquitted through some kind of retrial or and have their charges dismissed, it's 138 people. Only 17 of them have been DNA ones because of DNA. And the reason is because the court system has made it so very difficult for people on death row to bring back their charges with DNA to see whether the DNA evidence will make a difference. Also, when you're talking about many of these, crappy little hick towns, they throw that stuff away. Because they don't want to keep that evidence.
All right, let's continue with your thoughts, your calls, and go to Robert, listening in Tampa, Florida, to WFLA. Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for the compelling conversation. How are you?
Thanks, Robert. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, really more so about not the prior caller. He was talking about the incident that he had with the gentleman he thought was or the man he thought was kind of rambling on or suspected was a little kooky or a little crazy, and then later on you know, he witnessed or that there had been a murder.
Yeah, the man that was sounding crazy ended up killing somebody later on.
He threatened a friend of his and then later just killed somebody he didn't know.
And he felt bad about that.
Well, you've also been referring to this man in Arizona as a crazy person because you've noted that he's rambling on and he has these recordings on YouTube, which, of course, I haven't seen yet. But I definitely do trust your opinion. Although,
we can read more of it for you, too. It is crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/classitup10. That's his username.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. While I don't have the actual answers, I have some observations.
All right, please.
It seems to me that psychotropics or these types of antidepressants and guns don't seem to mix. It just seems like every time there's a press release, and I haven't seen the one on this one, but at the bottom of the press release, they note that the guy was on medication or the guy was under some type of psychiatric observation and he was let loose or something like that. And it just seems like whether it was Schembechler back in the 80s or this guy in Virginia Tech a year or two ago, it seems like one for one, or even the guy in the military who happened to be a psychiatrist who was medicating himself, it seems like one for one, these medicines, quote unquote, or whatever they are, whatever's in them.
I don't know if it's one for one, but for certain, there are a lot of instances where people have been on these antipsychotics or antidepressants, and they have gone, you know, crazy.
Yeah, crazier. I don't necessarily think that's a fair correlation, though. Like, there would have to be more science into it, because, you know, obviously the person's deranged or got a problem, so they may have started treatment or gotten treatment.
There is one of them. I can't remember the name of it, but there's lawsuits. You know, they're allowing now lawsuits against this one company that produced this antipsychotic drug or whatever it was that caused people to commit suicide. I can't remember what it is.
Well, that's really. I am talking, and I agree with. I'm sorry, the young lady on the phone. What's her name?
Meg.
Meg, there has to be science. The science that I'm referring to is that many of these medicines have a side effect of
doubt that at all.
Rage, anger, and suicidal feeling. So that would be the reason, the science behind it. Whether they put those side effects, at the bottom of the bottle or in the top, or they're really discussed with the patient or not, I don't know. But oftentimes it seems like, usually when I get a chance to see some type of newsreel or clipping or something like this, it's just almost, I can't recall one. We're going back even to the 90s or the 80s or the postal days.
Yeah.
Those were Prozac related or some other medicine. I can't recall.
It's an excellent observation, and I'm glad you brought it up because I hadn't been touched on yet tonight. And I thank you for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's no doubt a lot of these medications that are being prescribed to people are very powerful. I know somebody personally. We know somebody who quit taking Effexor and then shortly thereafter tried to kill himself. And this is somebody who would not normally have done that.
Everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And one of those features is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because the chat room is actually built into the same page as the webcam. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do all that stuff for free, thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here with your thoughts and your calls, we go to, I believe Troy is with us, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Troy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Thank you, sir.
I just have a question. Number one, I'm a Christian. Number two, I'm a politician, so I guess I'm pretty up creek from here. I had two for a tooth, and you guys were talking about violence. But it's always been my understanding, and I studied a little bit in college, that death row is pretty obviously violent. But what about when you send the person to prison, and it begs them more on the bad side in terms of more violent a majority of the times? And
you mean when they get out?
Yeah.
Well, that's a problem with the prison system. That's a problem with the way the government's prison system works, in that it takes people who may not have been violent, it puts them in with other more violent, dangerous people, and it's kind of like a, what do they call it, gladiator school, Mark, where they all teach each other how to do more crimes and things like that. It's not about rehabilitation. It's about punishment, and I think that's maybe a shift in paradigm that needs to happen, is where, number one, you want to help rehabilitate violent people and put them back into the world where people will want to hire them, to where people will have an interest in helping these guys out. And number two, have restitution as well, which is one of the things that the system is severely missing in most cases where victims, whether we're talking about a murder victim or we're talking about a rape victim or, you know, obviously the family of a murder victim, but the people that are victimized are actually being paid back in some way and in some having some attempt to be made whole. In many cases, it's going to be impossible, but to actually have something happen would be better than nothing, which is what happens right now.
Well, now they get taxed for, you know, the fees to either jail this person or if it is the death sentence, go through all that.
How's the guy?
Say again, I'm sorry.
I said it's $80. It's anywhere from $80 to $115 a day to house a guy in prison.
Yeah.
And right now, we're just seeing more and more guys come back, obviously because there's no jobs out there either. So, you know, leads me to say,
Violent crime is down all across the board in the United States. So we're not seeing more and more people return. We're seeing fewer and fewer people return.
Small-type burglaries and stuff.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to cost that much to house people. First of all, the government's system is, well, it's the government, so it's really expensive, and they don't do things on a very efficient basis. They're not concerned about incentives or anything like that. It's just spend whatever they can.
It's the correctional officers union that drives up these costs.
Yeah, so there are a lot of costs going up that are unnecessary, and plus you've got jails that are full of people like drug users, like literally full of people like that.
Right.
And
you want to cut the costs of housing prisoners? Here I got an easy thing for you. Legalize marijuana. You want to make it even cheaper? Legalize all drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's that prostitution. Let's legalize that while we're at it.
Gambling.
Keep
the
those
three-strike rules for, like, traffic infractions and
stuff there
like
you
that.
Go. Exactly right. Anything that's anything that doesn't actually involve another victim, it doesn't involve another human being or their property or something like that, they shouldn't be going to jail. And even in even a property case, they shouldn't be going to jail unless they're just, like, recklessly destroying things they don't care. In most cases where damage is done, it's done in the heat of the moment or it's done by some stupid kid that was just having fun or whatever, these people don't need to be put in a jail cell. They need to be paying restitution to their victims. You clean all those people out of the jail cells that are nonviolent, that are people that actually haven't harmed others. You clean those people out, and you'll have to shut down jails.
Yeah, one of my best friends in the whole world is a crack addict that has a problem with burglarizing places every few years, and that's just what he does. You know, he's addicted to this stuff. He's never once had to pay restitution. He's just spent most of his life on the inside on the installment plan.
So it hasn't
that's
stopped him.
Broken system.
He gets put back in again.
Yeah, it's a broken system.
The question is how many people have been killed on death row, particularly in the state of Florida? Because I don't remember.
You're right there. You faded a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't remember old Sparky being lit up in a while.
You're talking about down in Florida? How many people have been killed recently, you mean, is your question?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last 2 or 3 years.
I honestly don't know. I used to live in Florida. I was born and raised there, but I haven't lived there in about 4 years. So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alyssa, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually calling in because I heard about the shooting today in Arizona, and I was pretty disgusted by it. And pretty disgusted with everything that's been going on in this country in the last 18 months. And just, like, how difficult people have been making progress. But that being said, the whole talking about death penalty, people who have murder in their hearts are going to commit murder. There is no way to prevent that. And taking another person's life should not be in anybody's hands other than nature or God or whatever deity you believe in. And so, you know, it's actually more cost-effective to house a prisoner than to inflict a death penalty. And I think what this event today should bring up more importantly is gun control. Why are people who are on psychotropic drugs and who are obviously having difficulties with violence and violent tendencies, why are they getting licenses to own handguns or, you know...
What makes you think they have a license? You don't think that licenses make it so that people can't get handguns, do you?
No, I mean, it's obviously way too easy to get a handgun regardless of anything, but...
So what are you proposing?
No, it's not.
Because, by the way, before you get to the gun thing, I completely agreed with everything you said, just to let you know. Go ahead.
Thanks. Okay. No, I just think that it raises the issue of, like, what is gun control in this...
Uh-oh. Are you still there, Alyssa? Something appears to have happened to her cell phone. I don't know what that was. She's welcome to call back because I would like to hear what she had to say. It sounded like she was going in a direction. I don't want to put words in her mouth, though, about, you know, about possibly increasing gun control. So let's speculate and look at
that
issue.
She was worried about gun control by people who are on psychotropic drugs. And I think that that's a really tough issue. But I'd like to point out that in the Soviet Union, when they disappear people into the gulag, they'd say that they were mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
That would be their way to get rid of them. These people disagree with the government. They're mentally ill. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this country is moving more and more down the line towards what the Soviet Union was at one point. And I really find it disturbing, the idea that perhaps the United States government would, if you know, I'm sure that there are laws like this, right, that say that if you're on psychotropic medications that you can't get a license to own a gun, that they would then use that to deny licenses to people who would otherwise be able to own a weapon. I personally am a convicted felon, so therefore I can't legally own a gun. Is anybody within the sound of my voice possibly so deluded by the idea of gun control that you don't think that by midnight tonight I couldn't have a gun if I wanted one? I mean, it's less than 2 hours away. I guarantee you, if there was somebody I wanted to kill, I could get a gun and do that. So your licensing laws in the United States of America aren't working. What do you need a license for if a convicted murderer, and that's what I am, can get a gun in less than 2 hours and then go on a killing spree? Your licensing isn't working.
All it is control.
Right. It's control for people like me who want to turn their life around, that says that I can't have a gun to protect my family. So I can't have one in my house in order to protect my family, because some cop might come in and have to search or whatever, for whatever reason, find a gun in there, and then I go to jail.
Yeah,
so
just a hamper for the innocent. That's all it is.
That's all it is. The gun licensing, keeping people from getting guns, it's ludicrous.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. It's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Not going to give you the number because the phones are loaded up. People want to talk about death penalty, gun control, whatever's on your mind goes here tonight in the wake of the shooting in Arizona with some nutter. And by the way, he is totally nuts. His YouTube channel, youtube.com/classitup10. We're not going to have time to read any more of his nuttery tonight because we want to make sure we've got enough time to talk to you.
But you can.
But there is plenty of it there for you to watch. It's just text on a screen. It's
you
awful.
You need to read watch.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. The website is freetalklive.com, and if I were to give you the number, we'd tell you it was brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yes, yeah, SACL CAI. They're a company that does, they handle your accounts receivable for your business. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
All right, let's talk to Richard, listening in Florence, South Carolina. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was, yes, good evening. I was saddened to hear about what happened in Arizona. I'm on my way to the Ethics Committee and to the Judiciary Committee. I'm from California, and I heard that they were going to be not doing any congressional business next week. Was that part of the news? Did you hear the news on your station, or do you know?
No, I have not. I've not heard that. But I did not listen to the newscast this hour.
Yeah, okay, I heard that, and I thought, oh, wow. So I got to turn around and go south, because there's a snowstorm coming in here into South Carolina.
So what were your thoughts?
Well, I'm saddened to hear that, you know, what's going on in Arizona, but still, I think we do need to revamp our gun laws. I think, you know, someone that is on drugs really shouldn't have a firearm.
And how are you going to stop them?
Well, I guess if, you know, it goes back to that 1984, if a prescription is issued for that, then, you know, I guess they have to register with Homeland Security or so. I don't know. What do you do? How do you control something like that?
Well,
you can't.
I think the point has been made this evening that if these aides of this congressperson had been armed themselves, that perhaps this guy would have been taken out beforehand. That, it's difficult to do something with a guy who clearly has no respect for his own life in these circumstances, but you can mitigate the harm. The only thing that the government can do is issue a license, a piece of paper, to let this happen. But people that want to commit a crime like this, you're not stopping them by licensing them to carry or not licensing them to carry a firearm. If this guy was licensed, and I have no idea if he was, but that's the assumption of the gun control types, is that, oh, well, we must have let him be licensed. Well, that's not necessarily the truth. He could very well have been unlicensed and had a weapon. Like I said, I'm a convicted felon. It's illegal in all 50 states for me to own a firearm, and I guarantee you I can have one by midnight.
Richard, thanks for the call. We got to move on. Got a lot of people want to get through, and hopefully we'll be able to get to most of them here. Let's talk to Loretta, listening on WGMD FM in Ocean City, Maryland. Hello, Loretta.
Hi. What upsets me more is that when these violent acts occur, right away everyone wants to start taking away our American freedoms mm-hmm. from ordinary people instead of looking at the individual who committed the crime. I don't want gun control. The criminal will always find a way to get the gun.
Yep,
I think
absolutely.
If more people had guns, then, like you said, her aides or people, you know, who were around her would have taken out that guy.
Absolutely.
And if there were no guns, it would just be something else.
Exactly.
They should find a weapon.
Well,
exactly.
If there were no guns, it's a fantasy world. There are more guns in the United States of America than there are people.
I'm just saying if they didn't exist.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, this is the liberal dream.
Well, then we'd have knife control.
You can't make it happen, though.
In that case, we'd have knife control, and they actually have
that
in the UK.
Yeah.
And people are still getting stabbed.
They have it in California.
Yes. I don't like this rush to taking our freedoms away. We saw it with, you know, having to be frisked and x-rayed when you, you know, want to take a flight. But yet, you can't ask an illegal alien if they're stopped by a traffic ticket whether or not they're here legally.
Well, I agreed with you up until the point where you talked about the immigration, because I am with you. There are freedoms are being destroyed all over the place, but I hope you'll understand, Loretta, and we don't have time to get into it in detail. It's such a deep issue. I thank you for the call. I hope that you'll understand that if you don't want freedoms to be taken away, you have to advocate freedom for everybody, and that includes the so-called illegal aliens, the people that in most cases are just coming here to make a better life for themselves. I don't want to be stopped at checkpoints. I don't want to be asked for my identification. I don't want to be told, where are your papers? We have illegals coming in here. We must know who you are. I don't want that happening. I support freedom, and that means I support the freedom of people to cross so-called borders freely, as long as they're coming, you know, not to hurt somebody. And that's not to say I think that anybody should be screened in advance. Let everybody come. And then, like Loretta said, if everybody's armed, then or if a lot of people are armed, then there's nothing to be concerned with. We live in New Hampshire, where almost anybody can carry a gun. And as a result of that, you can carry guns openly here. As a result of that gun freedom, same thing in Vermont and Alaska, there's hardly any crime per capita. There's hardly any violent crime up here. So Loretta's right about a lot of the things she says. You just have to keep consistent on that issue of freedom. You have to advocate freedom for people who aren't you.
It's a very hard thing to understand when it comes to immigration. So I can understand the struggle with it. But at the same time, like, just, if you have a dog and you put it at a border, it's not going to recognize that border, because that border is a man-made thing. And you cannot, you know, punish people over man-made things, because that's one man's idea. It's not, you know, how everybody wants to live their life. I want to be able to cross borders without having to be, you know,
suspected,
like a criminal.
Right, like a suspect, and shaken down, and it's just awful. It just gives the government a reason to control more people, as we've seen with things like the internal border checkpoints and all kinds of stuff like that, and more of it's coming. Let's continue, though, with Stu, listening to WFLA-FM. He's in Georgia. Hello, Stu. Stu, going once. Hello, Stu.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to say a shout-out to the wonderful Megan. Hi, baby. How are you?
Hey.
That girl, by the way, I'm a former Marine. If I ever see anybody messing with you in Miami International Airport, I'm going to mess with them, girl.
Thank you.
You're such a smooth talker.
By the way, I want to tell you a deep, dark secret about New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
It is the most beautiful, wonderful state in the whole world. You guys and gals are so lucky to be there. I'm down here in Georgia.
Well, it wasn't luck.
Some North Georgia, but let me tell you, there's something beautiful about New Hampshire.
Stu, I appreciate that, but it wasn't luck. We actually put effort into getting here. I mean, it was something we were very concerned.
Well,
started.
I mean, it's 9 months of cold weather, but there's something about the fall in September, those beautiful trees. Oh, my God.
What are you doing down there? You need to come on up here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening up here. And Stu, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And it is really pretty up here. And I lived in Florida my whole life, and it's really neat to have seasons. We actually have seasons here.
Wow.
I didn't know what those really were. I'd seen them in the movies, but I had no idea.
I'm still stunned by Stu's dulcet tones.
Let's talk to Ernie in Indiana. Ernie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
Ernie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm just wanting to emphasize how important it is to get all the facts in before we start making judgments on things.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a problem of late.
Okay, thanks for the emphasis. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, listening in Tennessee, the part of talk radio that's fun is we get to speculate. And I think it's pretty clear that we've been doing some speculating, and I think it's pretty clear that the fact is this guy's a nutter. The guy that shot those people...
That doesn't mean he was on medication, though.
He's crazy. Nobody said he was on medication.
Well, lots of people have suggested that...
It's a possibility.
People that are on medication shouldn't be able to get licenses to carry handguns.
Right, but nobody said anything about him being on medication. We don't know if he had a license. We don't know if he was on medication. None of that we know, but we do know he's nuts. And you can prove that to yourself by going to youtube.com/classitup10. You can see his videos, and that will prove it. Anyway, Ed, you're on Free Talk Live in Tennessee.
Hey, all these shootings are always way overblown. But listen to this. Y'all like this. I had to call you. The New York Times reported in December 2004 that 7 of 9 judges on the Texas Court of Appeals, which hears the most serious cases, including the death penalty appeals, were former prosecutors. One of the pertinent facts to come out of the 2003 investigation into allegations that Chicago police tortured minority suspects in order to obtain confessions was that of 41 of 61 judges assigned to Cook County felony courts were former prosecutors. Other judges had once served as attorneys for police officers accused of torture. And then listen to that. In fully 75% of the project's DNAs, exonerations, there had been a positive identification at trial. And these other callers for the death penalty make me sick, because if you are innocent, you would want to be on those appeals until you die naturally.
Yep. Thank you, Ed, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got to get Joan on here. Last 10 seconds. Joan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to throw in premeditated murder, and I can do it quickly. I could say, there's babies being killed every
Thanks for the call
day.
Tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.